Thursday morning. And we've got musicians in the house. It always fills me with joy. You know, the creation of music is an absolute, almost, well, shall we say it's almost metaphysical. You know, they take steel and wood and create magic with it. The music is a gift. And in the house with me right now are musicians Conrad van Rooyen and Werner Becker, who is no stranger to 88FM. Nice to see you again, Werner. Nice to meet you, Conrad.
Morning.
We're going to be talking today about a new music festival that you've dreamed up, you've conjured up. Maybe just if you get that mic in front of your mouth, we'll be able to hear you. Why is it that some people believe they don't need microphones? I suppose it's because when you play metal, it's loud enough, you don't need to do any additional amplification.
You don't want to show off this magical voice too much.
Get a little bit closer in, we'll be able to hear you. Okay, Werner, let's talk about this. You've got a festival coming up in Belito, noch al, which is amazing. It's the Belito Metal Tsunami, taking place on the 20th of December. Now, that sounds like an awfully long time away, but it's not really, because you've got a whole bunch of Battle of the Bands running up to the big event. So let's unpack that.
No, sure. Belito Metal Tsunami was conjured up by my friend here, Conrad van Rooyen, with the idea to have this resurgence of metal and the more hard-edged part of music on the coast of KZN.
Now, let's talk about metal, because, you know, it's not well understood as a musical genre.
Correct.
There are those that think it's just a lot of screaming and cacophony of sound designed to scare away every normal human being and attract the forces of darkness. But, I mean, it has that kind of image to it, but it's more than that, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, it's a lot more than that. It's an outlet. It brings people together. The metal community, which includes the hard rock and the punk community, are a very tight brotherhood. So, unfortunately, there is the stigma that is attached to that. But,
well, I don't know. A lot of guys that you've described right now will say it's not unfortunate at all. It's a cool stigma. We like it. We like it a lot, because it separates the genre from anything else. And every music genre has its fans and its detractors. There's no doubt about it. Not everyone is crazy about reggae, hip-hop, ska, western country, you know, ballads and blues. No, I might be a wild fan, but you might not be. It doesn't really matter. There's a place for everything, and this is the point. So this is a kind of reach out to those that enjoy the genres of metal and punk and kind of hard rock and the lifestyle that goes with it. I see you're both clad in the dark colors of the metal genre, and the t-shirts speak volumes. But I wanted to make the point that those that see this as a sort of call to the dark side are kind of missing the point. It's a lot of fun, is it not?
Absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head there. You know, when it comes to music, and people will come to me and say, but I don't understand your metal music. Yeah. And I say, well, look, I'm unbelievably grateful that you don't understand it, because I do. And I feel almost chosen to be someone who understands that aspect of the music world.
Conrad, are you a musician? Are you a performer?
I am, very much. I've just recently got back into it with gusto. I took a break, spent some time in the corporate world, obviously raising kids, etc. And I bumped into Werner over the last 3 years that I've been in Belito. Obviously follow Rebound Band. And we began to realize that we share this common denominator in history of coming from the metal era back in the mid-90s, etc. So,
what is your instrument of choice?
Guitar.
Okay. So are you a shredder?
No, Van is the shredder. This guy's insane. But I'm the guy that kind of drives everything in the background so that he's able to do the shredding. So I think we make an exceptionally good pair.
So are you both performing in the festival?
Correct.
So, yeah. So yeah. we brought upon us a band called Warpix, which is the shirt I'm wearing. It started off as a Black Sabbath tribute band.
Ah.
Little did we know it will just be before Ozzy's departure. So, you know, with Ozzy that left the scene, it's sort of like influenced us even more to persist in this tribute band. So we will be performing this Saturday on the first leg of this festival, along with two other bands. But I think Conrad's got the details there in front of him.
Conrad, over to you. I've in fact got the details here as well. See, I've done a bit of cheating.
Oh.
I've got the lineup of Guerrilla Tactics, War Pigs, and Sons of Hurricane.
100%, that's correct. So, now, we have a pretty good mix for the first wave. You see what I did there? So it's the Tsunami Festival, and this is Wave 1.
Very clever.
So our slogan is, where the ocean meets the pit. So we have the three bands, correct? We have the youthful energy of the punkers Guerrilla Tactics from Durban. Great band. We have Sons of Hurricane, who are also now this week promoting their new single, Break 7 In. And then obviously we have War Pigs, which is our project. You know, it was meant to be a one-hit wonder. I was supposed to have moved on to do another tribute of another band, but there's so much legs on War Pigs that people have come to us and said there's just no way.
So is it like you're organizing the festival and you're playing in the battle, do you think you might win?
Yeah,
what are the chances?
If we are the judges, we will definitely win.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, this is, I would think, Conrad, that the first wave as well is more just to get the promotion out there and let the guys know that, listen, this is a real thing.
And it's happening every month, as far as I can understand. You've got an event, right. And it's correct. At Loop Evolution Records. Correct. Is it big enough for the kind of festival that you're planning?
Very much so. They recently expanded the venue, built a brand new stage. You know, it's more accessible than before.
Yeah. I like what they've done. I went a while back, and I really like that vibe.
Absolutely.
It's sort of authentic, genuine sort of, and nice guys. So
very nice guys.
Well.
Yeah, very nice guys. I mean, you know, we played our July gig on that stage. It was a magnificent stage. We had a magnificent crowd. So I'm confident that we will be able to have a decent festival there. It's important to have it undercover. You know, being in December, we have to consider...
Oh, yeah, weather is always an issue. At the coast, for sure. Guaranteed, you know, and it's going to rain.
Yeah, it's definitely a problem, that. And, you know, we're excited in being able to bring like-minded people together.
Yeah.
Like I said at the beginning, it's a brotherhood. You know, we can walk down the street.
But girls are allowed.
Oh, yes, of course. It's a brotherhood and sisterhood.
We just check the rules. Yeah.
Is they're allowed? Are they encouraged?
I tell you, there's a lot of girls that we've seen, you know. So, and it's great. I mean, my entire family, my wife, my daughter, they all support my son. So, you know, we're happy about that. So
it's family friendly.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. For sure. Yeah.
Definitely family-friendly.
And for people that want to come and listen and support, is there a cost?
No, there is no cost for this. So we mentioned the four waves. So wave one is August, September wave two, October and November, and then obviously the festival. So the festival will have a cost attached to it, but we're looking at having seven bands at this, and the cost is going to be nominal for a start. I am busy working on... sponsorship proposal.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are you funding it? Because that's, you know, people just assume it all happens. It doesn't.
Correct.
It costs money to put things together.
It costs money. So, but to answer your question, no. This is a free gig on the 16th, this coming Saturday. So there's really no excuse for anyone not to come through.
So starting at what time?
So we're going to make sure that we give some leeway to the rugby watchers, because there is a big game on Saturday. So we're going to be kicking off.
No pun intended.
At 7 o'clock with the first band.
Yeah.
So So.
Any chance of having a screen there so people come watch the rugby and then go straight into the show?
We are definitely working on that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
it is.
You can
sell some you know, rolls and things like that. And I'm not going to mention alcohol, Regana, but just as a fundraiser as well. You know?
No, definitely.
So we're planning to have all the sound checks and everything done before the rugby, so that there's the rugby gap there for people to sit down and enjoy the rugby.
That's a
and
great idea.
After that, we'll kick off.
It'll be a full house for sure. Well, I wish you huge success. My special guests, Werner Becker and Conrad van Rooyen, they're putting together this metal festival in Ballito, the Metal Tsunami, Ballito Metal Tsunami. Ballito will never be the same again.
Nope.
Fantastic. I just want to add one thing there, Dave,
surely.
If I can. So if there are any bands that are interested, because I've had several people contact me over the last 2 weeks showing interest in playing in the waves coming up. So you know how to find us on the socials. It's Bolito Metal Tsunami. Just search under that on Instagram. Send us a message and then we will contact you.
Sounds like a plan. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fabulous. Music live from Bolito of the highest order, the Bolito Metal Tsunami.